The U.S. has what's called organic trade equivalency agreements with Canada, the European Union, and Japan. That means the countries have similar organic rules and accept each other's produce, meat, and dairy. South Korea has been developing its own organic standards, and it's been working with the U.S. on a trade agreement. Both sides wanted something signed by December 31st. If the deadline passes without an extension or final deal, South Korea will no longer accept U.S. organic products. Harriet Behar is an organic specialist with Midwest Organics and Sustainable Education Service, or MOSES. She says the two countries will work out a deal, but not by the deadline.
It's just kind of this little bureaucratic hole that we're falling into, where between the usual trade agreement and the new equivalency that is coming.
A possible disruption in trade has companies, like Organic Valley, concerned. The Lafarge-based company has been selling products in South Korea and plans to expand its market there. Behar says it takes a lot of work to get a new product into an overseas market, and even the slightest disruption can hurt a company.
They have to start all over again. Get the shelf space, get people, the consumers used to their label, you know, all of that. I mean, all that work that they've done, and they would have to start all over again in a year. And it's really unfair.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and 12 other colleagues have sent a letter to South Korea's ambassador urging the country to pass an extension to avoid a disruption in trade. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.